Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some impossible ideal? Like your life needs to be perfectly curated on Instagram, your work impeccable, your relationships flawless? Well, let me tell you, friend, that's a recipe for burnout city. Today, we're diving into something truly liberating. Embracing imperfection to improve mental well-being. Because guess what? Nobody's perfect, and striving for it is actually making us miserable. Think about it. We put so much pressure on ourselves, to be successful, to look a certain way, to have the perfect family life. But this constant chase after an illusion just leaves us feeling stressed, anxious, and exhausted. What if, instead of fighting against our imperfections, we learn to accept them? What if we embrace the messy, the chaotic, the downright imperfect parts of ourselves and life as a whole? Here's the deal, folks. Perfection is a myth. It doesn't exist in reality. And it's definitely not the path to happiness. So, let's ditch that unrealistic expectation and focus on something way more powerful. Progress. Takeaway number one. Shift your focus from perfection to progress. Celebrate small wins, acknowledge your efforts, and learn from your mistakes. Remember, growth isn't linear. It's messy, it's bumpy, and it's totally okay. Ever seen a baby learn to walk? They stumble, they fall, they get frustrated, but they keep trying. And eventually, they conquer that milestone. It's the same with us. We're all works in progress, constantly evolving and learning. Takeaway number two, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Be gentle with your inner critic, silence those negative self-talk whispers, and remember that everyone makes mistakes. We're human. Think about it like this. If a friend spilled coffee all over themselves, what would you say? Probably something encouraging like, "Hey, no worries, it happens to the best of us." So why wouldn't we extend that same kindness to ourselves? Takeaway number three, accept that setbacks are inevitable. They're part of life's journey, and they don't define your worth. Instead of seeing them as failures, view them as opportunities for growth and learning. Remember, every challenge you overcome makes you stronger. Think of those epic movies where the hero faces a mountain of obstacles. They wouldn't be half as inspiring if they didn't have setbacks. Takeaway number four, focus on what you can control. We can't control everything in life, but we can control our reactions and choices. Shift your energy towards things that bring you joy, cultivate meaningful relationships, and pursue your passions. Remember, happiness comes from within, not from external circumstances. Think of it like this. You can choose to dwell on the bad weather or put on a raincoat and go for a walk. Takeaway number five, practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind word from a stranger. These little moments can make a huge difference in your overall well-being. Remember, gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's a high-powered lawyer with a demanding job and a hectic schedule. She constantly feels the pressure to be perfect, at work, in her personal life, even in her social media posts. Sarah is exhausted, stressed, and struggling to find joy in the everyday moments. Then, one day, she realizes something. She's so caught up in chasing perfection that she's missing out on the beauty of imperfection. She starts to make small changes. She embraces her imperfections, learns to laugh at herself, and stops comparing herself to others. She focuses on progress over perfection, practices self-compassion, and cultivates gratitude for the good things in her life. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel lighter, happier, and more fulfilled. See? Embracing imperfection doesn't mean giving up on your goals or settling for mediocrity. It means letting go of unrealistic expectations, being kind to yourself, and celebrating the unique journey that is your life. So, my friends, today's challenge is simple. Identify one thing you're striving for perfection in and try to loosen your grip a little bit. Embrace the imperfections, celebrate the progress, and remember, you are enough, just as you are. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing it. Leave us a review and let us know what resonated with you the most. And until next time, keep detaching daily and embracing the beautiful messiness of life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.